Tony, please take the call underway.
Thanks, Debbie. And hopefully, Lorene, you're on the back line. I didn't hear you come on yet, but hopefully you're there with us. So good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us on the Labor Weekend. We were discussing whether we should have a quick call or not. We know it's a holiday weekend. So thanks for you that are joining us. Even you silent people that never said good morning, that's great. It's a warm and sunny day down here. You can always get this on a recording out to your teams afterwards. But we're super excited. We had a tremendous month just coming out of convention, so congratulations to everybody. In fact, I believe it's our biggest month for the last 18 months. And, of course, coming out of convention with the new product lines helped that. And one of the things I want to encourage you to do as we move into September is to follow through and follow up on all the new people that got in. That's so critical because you can never let your guard down. This is going to be a very important month for momentum. Momentum comes usually after 3 months. Sometimes you don't see a lot of growth in your teams until after 3 months. You wonder what's happening, but it starts to come as you build momentum. So congratulations to everyone. It was an awesome month. And a lot of new pin winners, and I know in other groups there's new masters and a lot of new key coordinators, so things are happening with Shackley around the country. And for those of you that are getting on board with the new products, yes, there are a couple of products that are back-ordered, as you probably heard, for just a couple of weeks, and that's a good thing. I'd rather have something that's back-ordered than having stuff stuck on the shelf if I was in business. Like Shackley is, but so there's tremendous growth, tremendous excitement, and people are inspired. I was talking to one of the older masters in Shackley that's been with 30, 40 years, and they were telling us that they haven't felt like this since 1977, which is a long time ago. I can't imagine they were even been in that long, but most companies don't even last since 1977. So it's exciting what's happening with people that are just joining us that are brand new to the network marketing industry, and also for people that have been in with Shackley for 30, 40 years. It's good to have some growth and moving forward, and I'm excited for all you guys on the call. So we're going to make this a shorter call this morning, and I've got one of my best friends from New Jersey who I'll be with in just a few days. Lorene, are you on the back line with us? Hopefully you are.
I'm on the line. I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
There you are, because I know you're very technically, what should I say?
Savvy,
right? Challenged. But, yes. Lorene, what an awesome month that you had, your best month ever in Shackley. Congratulations to you and your team. And I'm excited on where you're going and what's happening up there. I can't wait to get up there and meet your folks up there and next week in New York before the snow comes. And so I'd like for you to kind of share a little bit coming out of conference, what's happening up there, a little bit about the importance of follow-through, and I might piggyback on that a little bit as well. So I'm going to hand it over to you. So Lorene Andy, Senior Coordinator from New Jersey up there. Thanks for joining us, Lorene.
Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate it. And I just want to share with everybody, you know, first and foremost, it really is the team effort that, you know, has really helped me to stay focused and stay on task and to keep my business going and enabling me to, you know, to be there for other people and help them with their goals moving forward. And I really want to speak to the idea of, you know, all of us who are working other businesses and have careers, really, you know, what has happened for me and the juggling act around that and the importance of making sure that we do stay on task moving forward with the people that we're talking to and the people that we want to share the products and the opportunity with. And coming out of convention, you know, this convention was very pivotal for me, and you hear it all the time. People have these aha moments, and, you know, all the events are amazing, and it really is a critical part of our growth in anything that we do. In many, many businesses, there's always, you know, extended education and training. So first and foremost, you know, building on that training each year and us collaborating with one another, of course, makes all the difference in the world. But, you know, this particular function, I was able to really focus for some reason, really to look inward and really look at what I had to do going forward to really move my business. And you can't wish your business to grow. It does take steps and it does take actions. But as I started to chunk everything down coming out of Atlanta, what I realized was I was doing everything that I ordinarily was doing. One of my strong suits, believe it or not, is follow-up. It's something that comes easy for me. But what is not easy for me is making sure that I'm putting things in the schedule and actually getting it done. I kind of was working on let me squeeze this in and let me squeeze that in. And that's really where my shift has come since Atlanta. I'm starting to put everything in the calendar now and having a focus on who I'm calling, what the follow-up is about, and how I'm moving that person forward, whether it's products or the opportunity. And it is really, in 3.5 weeks, it has changed my whole business. And it's not anything I didn't already know, but somehow, I guess it's a maturity, it just all came together. And the follow-up is so, so, so critical. And I know for me, let's say I commit to something and I don't do it, then I start to beat myself up and then maybe not follow through on the action. And I've made a commitment to myself that no matter what, I'm going to make, commit to that follow-up and move things forward. And it's really been, very exciting, and it's really easy. It's really easy once you make the decision. I mean, getting everything in the schedule is not always simple, but doing the action is really, really easy once you start getting into the flow. And I am just so thankful and honored to have such a strong supportive team. And as I look at the people that I'm teamed with in my business, there's no words to express how amazed I am at the quality and the vision and the camaraderie that the people that have come into my life through Shaklee. I couldn't be more excited about moving forward, and most of all, excited to move the people that I'm partnered with forward. That's what I'm truly excited about. So thank you for all your support. I couldn't do it without you. And I'm encouraging everybody, putting everything aside, just, put that one thing first that you want to put off and do it. Because once you do it, it just feels so good. It feels very liberating when you make that phone call and you get that appointment and people start to respond and move forward.
That's awesome. The follow-up, Lorene, you and I were talking about that, a couple of days ago. And I'm in the early years, I lost so many people in the follow-up. 80% of the people are lost in the follow-up. We still lose people today, but not as much because you learn how to follow up. And I think what people do, Lorene, and stay on the call here because I want to kind of go back and forth a little bit. If you don't follow up within 24 to 48 hours, they're going downhill pretty quick because they forget, who you are even sometimes or what you talk to them about. And I think we go back to this same thing again about follow-up is I hear this that the younger people are, all they do is text or email, whatever. And I can agree with that somewhat, but I don't completely agree with that because I still think that they talk on the phone and I still think you have to communicate with people either face-to-face or talking to them on the phone. What do you think about that, Lorene?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm a caller. I'm a face-to-face kind of person. So it hasn't been difficult for me to exercise that muscle. But the other night we had a meeting at one of our team members' homes. And my daughter, who's, millennial, she's 27 years old, and she's very, very versed in social media and all the technology and all of that stuff. And she shared with us a little bit about how important it is to couple the high tech with the high touch going forward and really where the market trends are moving, and that piece is actually growing in a very big way, that we're never going to gain brand consciousness by a text message or trying to do everything via technology. So I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I want to just add one other thing to this call. And most of you who know me know that I never got the phone call for Shaklee. I was looking for a business for over 3 years, and I never got the phone call. So if I could just leave one lasting impression with everyone, I was looking so desperately for a business, and there are people out there, no matter how scared you are to make that phone call or how busy we all are, and as I mentioned in the beginning of the call, I'm talking to all the people and the professionals gathered here today who have, you know, who are doctors and lawyers and teachers and people that have very, very busy lives, how important it is to prioritize the simple action steps that we have to do in Shaklee, because it is simple, but it, but not always, you know, we don't always make it a priority. So I was waiting for that phone call. So what I want to leave with everybody is, believe me, people are waiting for that phone call, no matter what we think, no matter how well off we think people are, how much we think they don't need it. You never know who's on their hands and knees today saying there's got to be a better way. And that was me. I was on my hands and knees 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you know, it's the other thing. I'm glad you mentioned that, because some people think that, you know, to set a meeting up, you need 4 days or you need a week or whatever. You don't. This is not a big deal. I mean, some of the best meetings that we've had are set up just a couple of days. I've had some tremendous meetings at my home within a 48-hour notice. But for some reason, people think that they've got to clean all their house and get everything ready and cook food. And no, this is not a big deal. Just make the phone call and have a meeting or do a Zoom meeting. And I want people to hear this. We're not saying that we're not getting involved in social media. Social media today is a must. We have to learn. I know Deb and I are getting better and better at social media, contacting people through there, but I don't believe that you can just build a group with that. There's got to be in between that, whether it's follow-up or talking to somebody and getting to know their kids or their family, there's got to be a relationship in there as well. So the high-tech and the high-touch is perfect, Lorraine. It's just finding the right balance, whether that's 70-30, 50-50. I don't know. I think it's different for everybody. But we're saying that there has to be also a high touch to it as well as the high tech. So on the follow-up, it's critical in that you set a meeting up from a meeting, especially if you've got customers getting in right now or members, preferred members or distributors. It's critical that you get back to them fast, even to start them off or find out what they want to do. In fact, I just pulled up a message. I wasn't going to read this, but I'll read it to you. I got a message this week, Lorraine, from a person, not in your team, Lorraine, but from a different team. And I want to read this to you, if I can. I won't tell you who it is, but it says, this is the message. It says, Tony, this is X. I really enjoyed the convention. I see a lot of people growing their business, but mine is not at the moment. I'm talking to people, but no one seems to be interested. What am I doing wrong? Great seeing you and Debbie. And that's something, I'm sure you've had that message before over the years, Lorraine. That's a common thing, you know, general message or when I talk to people. And so I called this person, and I've known him for a while, and I had a conversation with him, and I just asked him some questions, you know, like, you know, who are you talking to, how many people, and because when they make a comment like, I'm talking to people, I don't know what that means. And so when I asked them the question, they said, well, I called about 7 or 8 people. And I've learned over the years to say, well, how many did you actually speak to? Well, about 3 or 4. And I said, you know, if I can give you, you know, some recommendations, that's really not enough people. And I think people in their mind, when they talk to 5 or 10 people and they all say no, they can't get hold of them, they think that, wow, you know, the business is not working. So they're just not working the business. Right, Lorraine? They're just not working their business on a daily routine, so they're not really in the game yet, and they don't use their team. You know, when I don't hear from people, then I know they're really not in the game. They're either comfortable where they're at, which is great. They're using the product, so they might do 1 meeting a month or 2 meetings a month, and God bless them, that's awesome. But if they're looking to impact people's lives, or you're looking to impact people's lives, and you're looking to make a difference, 1 or 2 meetings a month is not going to cut it. No matter what you're doing, how much you're making or whatever, if you're in this to help other people, then you've got to get with the game and start doing 3 or 4 presentations a week. And that's what gains momentum, and that's why people are moving on. That's why Harper Guerrero, you may have heard, the young couple out in Chicago are working their tails off. They just went master, and you can't do that by doing, you know, 3 meetings a month. So I thought it was kind of interesting. I'm sure you had that conversation with people before, Lorene, right, or messages like that?
Absolutely. And one of the things also that I want to impress here on the call is, Tony, obviously you and I work very closely together, and I do call you in on many
times. Lorene, let me ask you a question. Lorene, I don't want to butt in there. I just want to butt in. But how many times do you call me or I call you? How many times do you think we talk in a week?
I would say about 10. 6 to 10?
Easily, right? That's because when you're talking to people 6 to 10 times a week, they got things happening in their business.
Yes.
Pretty much every day, right?
No, I depend on you guys to be there because that third party accreditation, it really is how we edify our business. And I'm always constantly learning from you. And the other thing that has really, you know, been an impact on me, which both you and Debbie have taught me, the way we learn how to manage and leverage our time is by the people that we're partnered with, who is calling us. Because if we're calling people and we're not getting a response, and if we're trying to help them set up a meeting or whatnot, well, it's kind of going to a dry well. But if the person, there's other people in your group that are saying, hey, can you do a follow-up with me? Hey, can you do a 3-way call? All of a sudden, the energy starts to lighten up and things start to flow. So I could not build my business without you and Debbie and Jennifer, knowing that you're there, knowing that I have that third-party accreditation and edification. So that, I think that's really been the biggest impact on my business moving forward.
Well, it's not just about us, Lorene. It's about, you know, your team calling you. It's the same situation. It just goes
right
down the
absolutely
line. You know, I get sometimes when I connect with people, they might say to me, hi, Tony, how you doing? I said, good, how you doing? They go, well, I haven't been doing much. That's the first thing. I think they feel guilty. And I was like, I feel like saying, like, well, you don't need to tell me that. I already know. So I can look at your point.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I think it's that people generally don't like maybe accountability sometimes, or they've said something in the past that they really want to build this and then they don't do it, so they feel guilty. And so, you know, it you can't force people to do what they don't want to do, and they might be comfortable where they're at. But just find people that are looking to grow fast and love the people that, you know, are just using the products or even doing one meeting a month. That's great. If you've got 100 people doing one meeting a month, that's awesome. But the people you're really going to work with are the people like I'm working with you, Lorene, that want to go master or want to build a big organization. So everybody has an impact in the Shakti business, whether they're just using, you know, one product a month or whether they're doing 20 plans a month. So I want people to understand that. We love everybody where they're at. I'm not here to force people to do what they don't want to do. So just find the people out there that are really looking, that are really hungry, or like you said, Lorene, that are praying for something to come along, and let's just make an impact on people's lives. So let's talk a little bit about, in finishing up here, about events. You've got some events coming up. There's an event coming up, Love Your Life or Live Your Life, in a few weeks there up in New York. That's going to be a sellout. I know Heather Chastain is going to be coming in on that Friday. You have to have a guest to attend. You know, there's one in Philadelphia, I think, coming up in November. I think there's one in Charlotte. So, Jay Ayers, you're on the phone, close to you. You can get up there in a couple of weeks. I think it is in September and around the country. So, talk about how important the events are. And I know you're going to the New York one, Lorene, about attending those. And, of course, we've got one coming up in Orlando in October.
Well, the events really is the heartbeat of the business, because when we're out there with people, whether, like you said, Tony, just talking to them about one product or about building the business, some way to impact their life, the events are where really all the excitement and the training come from and the credibility. So we are very, very, very lucky and blessed to have such an exquisite corporate veil that we can depend on to know that the integrity and the teaching and the commitment is there. And one of the things that I was looking for in a business a few years ago was making sure that corporate having a, you know, exquisite corporate leadership, of course, coupled with the field leadership, and that's what we have with Shaklee. And we are very, very lucky to have the quality of people that when we invite someone, a new person, to come to a Shaklee event, we can feel proud to know that they are not going to walk into a room and they're going to have this amazing, amazing representation of what the Shaklee business is about and the culture, the community, and the people that are involved. I always feel so proud to invite someone and say, I can't wait till you meet so-and-so. I can't wait till you meet so-and-so. You know, you're going to get a deeper dive into really what Shaklee is all about. And I can always depend on it being impeccable. And that was very, very important to me.
Awesome. Well, Lorene, you've had an awesome month. I can't wait to see what happens in September and for Debbie to get up there on Tuesday for a few days. And then if you're down in West Palm Beach, Debbie and I will be down there at that Live Your Life event on next weekend down in West Palm Beach. If you've got anybody in Florida, let us know. We'll be down there. And then coming up in October in Orlando on the 7th, you can go to www.shakleeorlandoevent.com. And we're going to have another event, which is going to feature, obviously, the new products, the youth skincare, which is flying out the door. By the way, Lorene, I've been using it. I think I look a year younger already. Get up there. And then, of course, the sports nutrition. I'm sure we'll have an Olympian either come in or we'll Skype them in to talk about the nutrition. Stay tuned. That's a one-day event down there. We may add a guest like they're doing at the events around the country on Friday night. We'll know that in a week. We'll keep you guys updated where they're having drinks and cocktails and bring a guest and learn about the youth skincare and all that kind of stuff. So, anyway, so you guys, thanks, Lorene, for being on this morning. And you guys are out there and joined us this morning, thanks for taking time on a holiday weekend. Enjoy it with your families. Get this message out to your team on the replay, and there'll be another call next week, another great call from somebody with some nuggets. So God bless you. Be safe out there, and we'll see you somewhere around the country. So thanks, Lorene. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.